Inside on Business, the News Hour is brought to you by In the Bag Corporate Cuisine for delivered meals with Flair, inthebag-lunches.com. Bindery One Printing Solutions for Business, bindery1.com. And Remax Real Estate Concepts with offices throughout the Des Moines Metro, that's homeconnect.com.
Spectacular event of the day. This is where we talk to Cheryl Tessier from Eat, Play, Love Des Moines about all the spooky things going on today on Friday. This is Halloween. We've got all kinds of stuff going on with us in studio, of course. Is also our technical director and sidekick, Dustin Halderson. Hey, Dustin.
Good afternoon. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween to you, too. This is like the second biggest holiday, or one of the biggest holidays that's celebrated. Cheryl, would that be right?
I would say Des Moines does Halloween well.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
How about in Boston? Did you guys do things in Boston that were crazy?
Well, we did, but we never had this beggar's night business.
Oh, isn't this crazy?
Yes.
Yeah, I know. Last night was beggar's night through many of the places in the metro. Not on Halloween. I've never understood that. Yeah. But then do you get the stuff where they you know, because we had kids come to the door, and they were saying, you know, trick or treat, and then they tell you a joke.
Right, yeah. This is all new to me. Yeah.
A joke? I've never heard that either.
See, I think it's a colloquial thing here in the Des Moines area. Yeah, I'd never experienced that before either.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, there's a whole story. We won't get into it, but there's a whole story about why they do it. And you know, they had good reason, you know, some riots and things happening years ago on Halloween. But yeah, it's very interesting when kids come to your door and you're like, what are you here for? Like, what's going on? You want candy tonight? Yeah. Tomorrow's Halloween. Okay, well, you told me a joke. I'll give you some candy.
I know. It's interesting. Well, Eat, Play, Love Des Moines, stuff to do in the metro. Tonight being Halloween and throughout the weekend. What do you got going?
All right. Well, first thing I want to tell you about, if you haven't stopped into Krispy Kreme for your free donut today, please do. They're doing free donuts for Halloween. If you come in costume, you get a free donut.
They have pumpkin donuts or just regular?
I think they have pumpkin. Yes, yes. Not that I know from personal experience. Yes, that.
I see. Krispy Kreme donuts today, huh?
Just when I checked the website. So make sure until 11 p.m. tonight you can stop by Krispy Kreme out there. Was that 22nd Street and get your free donut in costume.
Go.
Yes. All right. So now we just talked about how Beggar's Night was last night. So tonight is really for the adults. Halloween in Des Moines is for the adults.
Yeah, it is.
So let's talk about some of the fun events that the adults can go to tonight. Halloween on the Hill. This is in historic Sherman Hill neighborhood. Now, this is really fun. From 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. tonight, October 31st, bring a non-perishable food item. And then they give you a map and you drive through the streets of Sherman Hill. And it's pretty creepy. They have people dressed up. Yeah. Have you heard this one, Dustin?
Yeah, I live right up there.
Oh,
so
cool.
Last year, outside my window, I watched a big group of people just try to scare everybody as they went by. It was quite entertaining.
It's freaky. Like you have to be brave to drive through.
Yeah.
Yeah. They do a good job. And, like, you know, with all the old homes and. Yeah,
it can be creepy up there. Yeah.
It's creepy. So that's a fun one to do. You know, before you head out to the Halloween party, drive through Sherman Hill. That's a fun time. Or you could head over to Historic Court District Halloween Party 2014. So this is obviously Court Avenue. The main event is between 3rd and 4th Streets. They're going to have a huge Halloween party featuring DJs, a costume contest. Yeah, $2,500 in prizes at this Halloween contest.
It's going to be crazy.
It is going to be nuts. Yes. Doors open at 7. Music starts at 8. Admission is $5. And that sounds pretty fun. They're going to have a big street party for Halloween. Awesome. Court Avenue, lots of good places to eat. Yep.
Do you go down there?
Sometimes. I don't even have a costume yet. I better throw something together.
Get something together. Come on, Michael, do you have a costume yet?
I don't know.
Oh.
It's so hard to choose. That's why
do
I don't.
Oh, no.
Okay.
We all fail.
Slackers.
Yeah, we fail.
All three slackers here.
All right. Okay, this one is probably my favorite event of the weekend. This is the dark dinner on Halloween at the Des Moines Social Club. So this is, you know, actually a blind tasting. They blindfold you before they feed you, and you don't know what you're eating.
That'll be cool. I've heard about things like that.
Yeah, so I think this is actually Chef Sean from Proof actually putting this together. So it should be interesting. He always does daring food items. So that would be pretty fun to try out. If you haven't gotten tickets yet, give them a call at 3673 to see if you can still get
still
in on
get
that
tickets
tonight.
Maybe tonight. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yep. Arrive between 6:30 and 7:30, and it begins at 7:30. So if you're listening
cool.
now, you still have time to get in on it. All give right. them a call.
Go, 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 go.
Yes.
Do not.
Okay.
Do not pass go. Yeah, just,
whatever. All right. Here's another one. Dracula Evermore. Champagne Ooh, Holiday Dracula. Gala Show.
What?
Champagne Holiday Gala Show.
With Dracula?
With Dracula Evermore, yes.
You know, as he says, you know, at Bela Lugosi, he goes, I never drink wine.
Right. So this is also tonight, 7:45, at the Sherman House Victorian Mansion on Woodland Avenue.
Neat.
Yeah, admission is $35. VIP is $50. Doors open at 6:45 for a soup supper. This sounds really cool.
Soup supper.
Yes, they're going to have complimentary spiced cider, and this just sounds like a really cool Halloween event to check out.
Yeah.
Yeah, check out Midwest Ticks for more information and to get tickets for that tonight.
All right.
Here's another one. Scare Us Hill.
Tons of stuff going
on. So much. I mean, you got to do one of these Halloween things just to say you did, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Scare Us Hill, a pumpkin ball at Terrace Hill. This is also tonight for adults at 6 o'clock. Terrace Hill will be transformed for the Scare Us Hill pumpkin ball. Guided chandeliers give way to cobwebs and occasional surprises. Sounds like a scary place to be on Halloween. Check out what surprises Wee-hoo. They have for you. Yeah, must be a grand event. Admission is $75 per person,
really?
$40 for ages under 40. So,
wow.
Yeah, I still make it for 40.
Yeah, you can get in for 40.
Me and Dustin can go.
Yeah, you know, I was never even all with. Yeah, never mind. I was never carded. I was never carded.
Never. No, I'm carded all the time.
Yes, yeah. I mean, when I was 18 years old, they thought. He's got to be 35.
I wish I had that. If I shaved, I look like I'm 12.
Yeah.
Which will be happening. Pulling out the mustache for November.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Do a little bit of the Movember, for prostate
Movember.
Cancer.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Nice. That'll be fun. I'm pretty excited.
That's cool.
I'll probably look creepy, but.
I'll have to post some pictures of that.
Yeah. Yeah, well, okay.
All right, we have a few late night events for you bar goers. The Halloween pub crawl at the Cabaret West Glen. This is a Halloween pub crawl. That's right, all you ghosts and goblins. The Halloween pub crawl is happening on Halloween night. That's tonight.
There you go.
Free beer and pizza while it lasts. This is again at Cabaret West Glen tonight. Admission is $20 to get the free beer and pizza. So you pay $20 and then you're there for the free beer and pizza and drinks are,
of course.
Additional. Yeah. Yes, but sounds like a fun way
beer
to spend
pizza.
Your Halloween if you like the bar
Can't
scene.
Go wrong with that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I'm in, mm-hmm. Halloween anytime.
Yeah. And then our friends at Sully's Irish Pub are also having.
Really?
Yeah, they're also having a Halloween party. This is interesting, Irish Pub Halloween party,
mm-hmm.
Check that out. Come dressed up to receive awesome specials, $2 draws, bottles, and wells, $6 pitchers. Bar tab prizes for the top three costumes.
Wow,
so,
really?
Yeah, I mean, you could drink all night, and if you have the best costume, it's free. How awesome.
You know, a couple of years ago, my bride and I went to a club here in town, and it was on Halloween, and we walked in there, and she was, like, blown away by how crazy some of the costumes were.
Mm-hmm.
They do get a little wild.
Yeah, I mean, some people get into it, man. Yeah,
they can be naughty, too.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Might be chilly for that.
Yeah, it might be. Yeah,
yeah, it is a little chilly tonight. Here's a cool one for November 2nd. That's on Sunday. The Day of the Dead celebration.
Ooh, yeah.
Yes. Dia de los Muertos at the Des Moines Art Center.
You are multicultural.
That was
pretty
good.
Was that great or what?
Yes. Practicing.
I did practice, actually. So that's at the Art Center from 1 to 4. Now, this is a family-friendly event, so pretty cool to bring the family down. It's a traditional Latino celebration that honors the lives of members of the community who have recently passed away. There'll be music, dancing, food and drink, and art activities all at the Art Center from 1 to 4 on Sunday. That sounds pretty cool for the whole family.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I wonder what my friend Michael Leo is right now in Austria. I wonder if they celebrate Halloween in Austria.
That's a good question.
He was supposed to be on the NewsHour today.
Oh, he was?
But he's in Austria.
Oh, my goodness.
So we can't do that.
Bailed on us?
Yeah. No, well, he said, Libby's show or Austria.
Oh, my goodness. That's not usually a last-minute trip. Like, no, it's not like you wake up and you're like, I think I'll go to Austria today.
Michael would do that, yeah.
Is he from there?
He's from there, yeah.
Yes. Well, will he be back? Because he's a cool guy.
He is, yeah. He's got to open up his new restaurant.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. I did hear about that. Oh. We'll have to talk more about that. Yes. Okay. All right. If Halloween isn't your thing, which I hope you're not listening if Halloween isn't your thing, because we just told you 50 Halloween things to do. There is a hot chocolate race going on at Principal Park, also on Sunday at 9 a.m. Now, this is my way to do a race. You drink hot chocolate along the way. I can do that. How about you, Dustin?
Yep, could deal with that. Yes, really could.
Yes, running in chocolate. And then they actually hand out chocolate at the end as well. So it's pretty cool. They also have a kids' fun run, too, where they get more chocolate. So very cool event, Sunday, 9 a.m. Check that out at Principal Park.
I didn't even know that was going on, and I worked there, so that's good.
Way to be in the know, nice. Dustin.
Yes.
Yes. Let's see. There's an email here. Yes. A website. It's HalloweenHotChocolateRace.com.
Ooh.
Yep, HalloweenHotChocolateRace.com, all one word, to get signed up for that on Sunday. It should be chilly, and you'll be ready for your hot chocolate on Sunday, so go ahead and do that. Here's one to tell you about, also at the Des Moines Social Club. This is playing through November 2nd, so you can see it all weekend long, Cabaret at the Des Moines Social Club. I heard this is a really neat show. Cabaret takes over the Des Moines Social Club's basement bar, if you haven't heard about the new basement bar that
I was just over there the other day.
Were you? Mm-hmm. Yeah, was it fantastic?
It was nice.
Yeah, great.
Always.
Awesome. So check out the Des Moines Social Club's website to purchase tickets for Cabaret this weekend. Admission is $18.
Yay.
Okay. And it looks like I have one more
Last one.
Yes. Thinking and Drinking, Team Trivia at the Brew House number 25. This is a pretty cool place. I actually haven't been down to the Brew House, but I say down. It's in Altoona, so...
Over.
enough. Okay, I haven't been to Brew House number 25, but they have Team Trivia Night every Tuesday at 7 o'clock this month, and you can win. It's free to play, but you win actual cash prizes toward your food.
So it's free to play,
cash. But you get,
You ought to be there, man.
Yeah.
First place is a $50 bar tab. Yeah. Second place, $25 bar tab. And third place, a $10 bar tab. So you go and you answer questions about sports, music, history, and you win food.
Yay.
That's my kind
of
game.
Have you done Trivia Nights before? Either of you?
I don't know.
We did, I think, at Blue Moon.
Yep, I've been there a few times.
They have a fun one. Yeah, check that out.
I don't know anything.
I
just wouldn't worry.
Don't know anything.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't be able to. I wouldn't be able to compete with you guys on stuff like from today.
Yeah, but you have your specialty, I'm sure.
Well, yeah, but it's all history and geography.
Yeah, there's history and geography questions.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, but they probably asked history about yesterday.
You know, we should broadcast live from a team trivia night one day.
We should
see how that goes. Yeah.
All right, Cheryl, thanks for doing this.
Oh, you're welcome, as
always.
All right,
all the fun things for a Halloween-y. Enjoy yourself this evening, but more than everything, be safe out there because it does get a little wacko on Halloween. Oh, my. All right, for all of us associated with Insight on Business, that would be the charming Dustin Halderson. Yay, Dustin. Thank you so much for just doing the yay thing, you know?
He's copying me now. Yeah.
I know, yeah. Somebody, just give me all help, Cheryl. Cheryl Tessier from Eat, Play, Love Des Moines. And, of course, there's Monica Murray. Mark McDowell is the program director here for 1350 KRNT. Jimmy Olson is the voice of Insight on Business. Mary Sayer, the liaison between us and the Des Moines Radio Group for all those folks. My name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful weekend. Be careful out there, all things. Be safe, be well, be careful, most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.